let your body and relax as much as you can. Sometimes it helps just to suggest to it, just relax. Relax your head, your shoulders and your arms, torso, your legs, your feet. And then just for a while, keep suggesting to relax even more. And let yourself just enjoy the feeling of relaxation as your body lets go of its tension. There is a natural physical pleasure to the body's relaxation. And any spots that might be holding some tension, just mentally kind of massage spot and tell it to just relax. As you continue to let the body relax, let your mind also join the body in this process of relaxation. To relax the mind, it requires evoking an inner friend, an attitude of acceptance. Relaxing the mind means allowing it to be as it is, to appreciating it as it is, whatever emotions or thoughts or worries might be there. Relaxing the mind means to allow those to be without any resistance. Letting all of the different thoughts and feelings relax out into space without anybody objecting or trying to make the mind be different. Instead, as you would physically let go of a muscle and let that muscle relax into space, and let your psyche let go of the mind and let it relax into space. Whatever the thoughts or feelings, doesn't matter. It's not about having a quiet or non-thinking mind. Rather, it's just having a mind that is allowed to be a relaxed mind, where you remain objective, a friend to the mind, non-threatening. Swamiji uses the example of, like, if you were to take your dog out into a big meadow and set it free to run, how you would just allow it to run freely, appreciating it as it is, appreciating it for what it is. Like that, and let your mind run freely. Just let it be. As the body and mind continue to relax, notice your own presence, not the thoughts or the feelings or the physical sensations, but just you, the one who's present to all of this, the self, your being, the one who pervades all of these experiences, but is present to them. Both pervasive and present. The sensations of relaxation, the thoughts and feelings in the mind, don't cover up your awareness of them. They are there, and you are aware of them. I'm just asking you to include your recognition of the awareness of these sensations into the totality of your experience right now. It's like being aware of yourself and aware of what you're aware of. Noticing your own presence. And continue to relax. Let all of your experiences and sensations relax or be held by your own presence. Just the me, the stable self that you are. Let your own presence relax and pervade the totality of your experience. It already does this, but you're allowing the mind to make note of it. Your own being holds and pervades the totality of your experience, your body, your thoughts, your mind, your perceptions. Your mind, your thoughts, your perceptions, your physical sensations, melt into, relax into your presence. As you continue to relax, let the conscious me, your own presence, come more to the forefront as though you're highlighting it, you're noticing it more. Don't worry about your thoughts or physical sensations. Just give some extra focus to your own presence, me. So that you can get to know what you are like, this stable self, because of whom all of these sensations are known. What am I like? Give the mind a chance to pay attention to the very being that pervades it, the very being that illumines it. Usually the mind is running around paying attention to everything else. Now let it get to know me. The one who is always there. Whatever the thought, whatever the mood, whatever the emotion, whatever the perception. I am changelessly present. Mind, the changing thoughts come into relationship with this changeless presence that is always pervasive to every thought.